Hello.
Hi, Master Bush Senior.
Yeah, this is Senior Ken.
Hi, sir. My name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. You're still living in Phoenix?
Yeah. What did you say you did?
My name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. It's just a small survey. We are interested in your opinion.
Oh, my opinion?
Yes,
sir. I don't mind much. I'm not a politician or nothing, but go ahead.
Okay, thank you.
Minute.
I appreciate that, sir. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things are gotten off on the wrong track?
It's good.
Right? Good? In the right direction?
It's good.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
come to
you.
Think about it, I did one of these here about a month ago.
Oh,
I don't
really?
Know if that means anything to you. Yeah?
No, because I could have been from somewhere else. I said a different kind of service.
Could have been,
now,
because, yeah.
Now I'm going to, I'd like to ask you some questions about the Lavin area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Lavin. Is that definition clear? Do you need me to read where the Lavin area is again? You probably know it, right? You live there. Is that clear?
Well, I'm not a native. I've been here 7 years, so I don't know if my opinion would be as good as native.
No, it's okay. I mean, if you've been there for 5 years, that's fine. You've been there for 5 years at least, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, let's see. And what year were you born, sir?
Michigan.
What year were you born?
1937.
Thank
I'm
you.
An old guy.
That's okay, me too. Okay. Are you or is anyone in your house of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Uh-oh. I didn't hear that. Mm-hmm.
I'm
not hearing too good these days. I'm trying to get used to my hearing aid.
Okay, no problem. I'm gonna say a little louder. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Thank you. And what is your and do you consider yourself to be white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial or another race not listed here?
White.
White, thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavin? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Oh, that really treated me really good, so that's excellent.
So, how would you describe it? Excellent, good, just fair,
excellent.
Or poor? Excellent, thank you.
Excellent. Yeah.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Lavin. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means that it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Lavin. Now, more dining and entertainment options. From 1 to 5, what would you tell me? Do you think that would improve the quality of life in Lavin? Yes or no? On a scale of 1 to 5.
I didn't get that question.
More dining and entertainment options. Do you think that
yeah,
would
that
improve
would be,
the...
That would, yeah, it would. Mm-hmm. 5.
A 5? Okay, thank you. And how about better public transportation options? 1 to 5.
Probably 5.
Okay, thank you. How about more park and recreational opportunities?
I like that too. Give that
okay.
A 4.
Okay, a 4 or a 5?
4.
Thank you. How about more affordable housing options to rent or buy?
5.
Thank you. How about more good-paying jobs?
5.
Thank you. How about more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
Aye.
Thank you. Better street and road maintenance.
That's 5.
Thank you. Okay, in terms of your job status, obviously you're not employed, but I have to read it to you verbatim. Are you employed, unemployed, but looking for a retired student or homemaker? Retire. First, in terms of your job status, how will you give me? Hello?
Yes.
Yes, are you retired?
I'm retired.
Thank you.
I might have to cut you off because I got an appointment here and a business transaction. So
I'm going to go. We're halfway there. Just hang in there for a few more minutes. It's only like a minute left. Please. I'll go as fast as I can. And thinking about business in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of business that employ
people? Okay, I'm okay.
Okay, awesome. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Laveen? Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
About the right amount.
Okay, thank you. How about, and would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Laveen? Too many, too few, about the right amount?
That's about the right amount, too.
Thank you. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses for each. Please tell me, yes or no, if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Laveen. Grocery stores and supermarkets, yes or no?
More.
Yes?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat? Yes, strongly or yes, somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target? Yes or no?
Yes.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Dollar stores and discount chains, yes or no?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Doctor's offices and hospitals, yes or no?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues, yes or no? Yes?
Yes, for restaurants, but no bars.
Restaurant, but it's all included. They consider, you know, everything, because some restaurants, they have bars. So would you like to see that or no?
No.
No?
No.
No, thank you.
I'm the driest guy you can find.
Okay. And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more in Laveen? Like, you know, something that you haven't seen or that you don't see too much of it, you know? What would you like to see in Laveen that you haven't seen or that you want to see more of, in your own words?
That's a good question.
I have to write it down, so be like a specific about it.
Yeah. Well, say hardware stores.
What is it?
Hardware stores.
Oh, hardware stores, okay.
Uh-huh.
Hardware stores. Stores, okay. Beautiful. That's the first time I hear that one. Hardware store, thank you. And now switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not a problem at all in Laveen?
Moderate income.
I'm sorry?
Moderate income.
Moderate, okay. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability I'm sorry?
I think you need more.
Is it a big problem, a fairly big problem, a mother problem, or a slight problem,
it's
or
a,
not a problem?
I think it's a problem.
A very big problem or a fairly big problem?
Oh, fairly big problem.
No, thank you. Okay, as you're thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen. Townhouses or attached homes, yes or no?
Attached homes.
Sorry?
Attached homes.
Yes, strongly? Okay, thank you. Multifamily houses like apartments or condominiums, yes or no?
Condominiums.
Yes, strongly or somewhat?
Yes.
Strongly?
Strongly. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Housing options for seniors, yes or no?
I need more, yes.
Strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay, thank you. Single family detached homes, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, how long have you lived in Phoenix?
7.5 years.
7.5 years?
Yeah.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I own it.
Own it. Okay. And I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. Okay. And the first one is changing zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Do you favor that or do you oppose that?
I don't favor it.
Okay. Do you want to change the zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood? Usually when there's a zoning laws means that you cannot have a certain, you know, development in certain areas because it's a zoning law.
Yeah.
But they want to change that so that you can have a townhouse, a family home, a single family home, a townhouse, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Do you favor that or do you oppose that?
I don't favor it, yeah.
You oppose that?
I favor it.
Oh, favor it somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings? Do you favor that or do you oppose that?
I favor it.
And strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes and triplexes. Do you favor that or you oppose that?
Yeah, I favor it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Do you favor or oppose that?
I wouldn't oppose that.
You favor that? Do you favor that?
I would favor that.
Okay, somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Well, thank you. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
I get it.
Do you favor that or do you oppose that?
I would oppose it. I need to run out.
I'm sorry?
Have a good day.
You favor that? Hello? 77%.
How much help is all the property of the house? Thank you.